everybody, and welcome to a slightly different Friday filibuster. It's kind of warm up here in New England. My energy level's pretty low, so we thought we'd do something different. Plus, it's a two-man show tonight, and the second man is, of course, Judge Mac McIntyre. Mac, how's it going?
I'm slightly different.
You're slightly different. That's true. So we were just thinking we would really go. Here's my goal, Mac. I want to try to shatter the geek barometer. Is that possible?
Well, I don't know. We've come awfully close in the past.
We've done some amazing things with that, but I figured maybe this can really shatter it. And the way we're going to do that is it's going to be quiz night on the Friday filibuster. So hopefully you haven't stopped listening and deleted this podcast immediately, but who knows? It could be some fun, but pretty much this is how it's going to be. Mac and I track down quizzes related to our fields of specialty, and we're going to just go every other and throw a question at each other and just go from there. And Mac, your field of specialty is, of course, Star Wars.
Okay.
So I have found an expert-level Star Wars trivia for the movies, episodes 4 through 6.
Nice.
So we'll keep it original. And mine is far more pathetic, and that is, of course, Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
So
I went back to one of my favorite websites, is Sporkle.com,
which okay.
is a trivia site. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that. Now you're going to look up the
answer. No, I'm not. I promise.
So they have a Saved by the Bell trivia quiz that is this is the tough level.
Excellent. All right. So we're setting the bar high for each other. So we're going to get right into this. Yeah, this might be a fun little diversion. We'll get back to our regular scheduled Friday filibuster content next week. But it's Memorial Day weekend, right? And I've already got my mind set on reclining with a hamburger. So, you know, my brain has left the building. So this is what we're going to do for Memorial Day weekend. Hey, memorial, memory, trivia, it's all connected somehow, isn't it?
Sure.
All right. I don't think maybe this isn't the best way to honor our troops in the Greatest Generation by doing Saved by the Bell quizzes, but whatever. It's our podcast. So, Mac, I'm going
to... Freedom to do so.
Yes. They gave us the freedom to do these quizzes. So I'm going to start. I'm going to give you the first question, all right?
Okay. I'm keeping score.
Yes. So question one, and I'm sure some of these are going to be layups, so I haven't even looked ahead of these. I'm just taking their word for it that it's for experts. Question one. When being interrogated on the first Death Star, where did Leia say the rebel base was located? Yavin, Dantooine, Tatooine, or Ord Mandel?
That would be Dantooine.
Dantooine, is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. So I've got, it tells me your score right now, so you're 1-0 right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Your turn. Throw me one.
Okay, Saved by the Bell was originally called Good Morning, Miss Bliss. And what channel did Good Morning, Miss Bliss originally air on?
The Disney Channel.
Oh, good. Correct.
All right. Oh, man. Geek Barometer's trembling a little bit. Just a very little bit. All right. Question two. Maybe this is a little... We'll see. I'm not sure if this is more of a challenge. But question two. In the assault on the first Death Star, what type of craft made up Gold Squadron in the movie?
Those were Y-wing fighters.
Wow,
multiple choice.
I'll tell you what though, bonus geek cred for answering without the multiple choice. So you say Y-wing, it was an answer here. I'll put it up here and correct. It was very good.
Okay, let's see. All right, what does Zach tell Mr. Belding he will name his blemish cream?
Oh, Beldisil.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, boy. This is like two heavyweights going. All right, question three on Tatooine. What is the name of the town that Luke and Obi-Wan go to in order to find transport to Alderaan?
That's Mos Eisley.
Yeah, see, and one of the answers was Mos Def. I think you're going to be doing pretty well on this. Of course, correct. Mos Eisley.
Okay, let's see. What is the occupation of Screech's mother?
Oh, man, I just saw... you have multiple choices? I'm going to have to go for those.
No, I don't.
No multiple
choices. It's just a blank.
Oh, crap. What is the occupation of Screech's mother? Oh, man. Screech's mother.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I have no idea. I'm going to go with lawyer.
Nope. No, she's a travel agent.
Wow. I had no idea. I wouldn't even guess that that was a multiple choice. Okay, here we go. Keep going. I'm gonna hopefully these get a little tougher. Or not. Let's see. When the Imperials attacked Hoth, what kind of planetary weapon defended the Rebel base?
Oh, that would be the ion cannon.
The ion cannon. Final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. All right. Boy, these are not tough. I'm going to try. All right, go ahead.
Okay, let's see here. what artist's tape does Zach embed with subliminal messages?
What artist tape? Okay, that is going to be the Beau Revere tape.
That's correct.
That's right. Just saw that episode, actually. Okay. Where did Luke go immediately after leaving Hoth?
He went to, well, I guess.
Ooh, do you want?
I'm going to go with Dagobah.
Dagobah. It was, that's answer number B, and that is correct. Okay. 5-0, 100%.
If you want to be really technical, he went into space, but, you know.
Yeah, a little too technical.
Let's see here. Okay. Which direction does Mrs. Powers' Elvis statue always face?
Towards Graceland.
No.
It does face towards Graceland.
It says here it always faces the kitchen.
Oh, because that's right. Because she likes having Elvis watch her cook. and I just saw that episode, too. All right, I'm struggling here. All right. Han Solo won the Millennium Falcon from Lando while betting on the outcome of what type of contest?
Huh. I'm not sure I know this one.
Wow.
I thought it was like some kind of poker game. I'm going to guess a card game.
Let's see. They're probably looking for something. They're looking for something more specific. Sabacc.
Oh.
Sabacc. S-A-B-A-C-C.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. Now we're getting a little tougher here. We'll see. All right.
Oh, your turn.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe this one's obvious, but who wins Miss Bayside?
Oh, that would be Screech.
Correct.
Nice. All right. Question 7. What race is Ula?
Oh, I know this one. I know this one.
The dancer from Jabba's Palace.
Yes.
Nice. I'll be impressed.
She is a Twi'lek.
Is she a Twi'lek? Correct. Impressive. Impressive. So I think you're just 6-1 right now.
Are you? Did I skip some? Because I have me with 5 and you with 4. No, that's, but you, I'm doing bad.
That's all right. Who cares? Keep going. Plow through.
All right. Let's see here. What holiday does Zach use as an excuse to go to a Dodger game?
Yes, it was a Jewish holiday, Yom Kippur.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah! Lame. It was a Jewish holiday, though.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of weapon does Leia threaten Jabba with while she's disguised as a bounty hunter?
Oh, thermal detonator.
Because she's holding a thermal detonator. Yes, correct.
Okay, let's see. Which one of these sounds like it'd be something really hard? all right. I'm not even sure what this is referring to, but what is the name of the restaurant at the Malibu Sands?
Wow, that's, oh boy. What is the name of the restaurant at the Malibu Sands? I have no idea. No idea.
It's the Sand Cafe.
Well, I've probably seen those episodes thousands of times. I've never heard that used before. okay. In Return of the Jedi, who was the leader of Red Squadron during the attack on the Death Star?
The leader of Red Squadron. I'm going to guess Wedge.
You are correct.
Oh, man.
Well done.
That was a shot in the dark.
Well done. Right, so far, you're definitely outgeeking me.
let's see here. What chess move does Screech quiz Valley's Russian exchange student about?
Wow. Okay. All right. Peter Brezhnev is the name of the exchange student. And his uncle is actually the inventor of this move. Oh, man. I'd be so proud of myself if I can get this. But it's just without. It's just outside of my subconscious reach. Do you have the answer in front of you?
Yeah.
Is it a two-parter?
It's four words.
Four words. Here, yeah, I'm gonna ask for one word.
Okay. The first word is the. So.
Okay.
That doesn't help. The last word is block.
Something Bishop Block.
Yep, you're almost there.
The something Bishop Block. Oh man, the Boris Bishop Block?
The Spassky Bishop
Spassky. Block. Yes, the Spassky Bishop Block. But that sounds like a great name for something, doesn't it?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Spassky Bishop Block. Oh, that's a great, man, that's a great quiz question. Okay. Okay, this might be a little tough. We'll see. I'm sure you'll get it. What type of droid is R2-D2?
He's an astromech droid, correct?
That is correct. He is an astromech droid. Very nice.
Okay, who discovered the Zack attack?
Crap. Jennifer something?
No.
Nothing? Not Casey Kasem.
No.
Oh. No. I just have Jennifer. No. I got nothing.
It was Brian Fate.
Yes. Actually, that does make sense to me. That's it. Okay. Man, you know, I'm searching for all these tough questions, but they are not tough. I mean, let's see. How about, okay, this might be. What does TIE stand for in TIE Fighter?
Oh, yeah, I know this. Twin Ion Engine.
That is correct. Nice. Very nice.
Okay, let's see here. Here's another one. I have no idea what it means. What number is Slater in Snow White and the Seven Dorks?
He's dork number 8.
Correct. Hey. You're back in the game.
I'm back in the game. I'm trying to get myself together here. Okay, we'll see here. Again, I'm wondering if... Okay, all right. I gotta just ask you these questions. These are great. These are obviously written by either a young person or someone whose language is not English, you know? These are great. All right. These are great. Was Darth spelled D-A-T-R-H? Okay, ready? Was Darth Vader wearing blue cap? I have no idea what that means.
What?
Question one. Was Darth Vader wearing blue cap?
No.
So that's, you know, it's a true or false question. These are great. All right. This is going to trip you up finally. True or false? True or false? Was Darth Vader wearing blue cap?
False.
Okay, I'm actually gonna rip through these. Okay, question two: Is the Death Star? Okay, I'm gonna read these word for word. Is the Death Star is on Vader's side? True or false?
True.
Question three: Did Luke Skywalker destroy the Death Star 2? True or false?
False.
Question four: True or false? Is Hoth a snowy planet?
True.
Question five. These are all true or false, okay? Are stormtroopers white?
True, I guess. But actually, well, when we get to the later movies, he's like...
Time's ticking. True. Okay, question six. Do the rebels win?
True.
Question 7. Does Darth Vader use the Force?
Well, he uses the dark side of the Force. So
I don't think
true.
This. Okay. Question 8. Did Han Solo own the male Millennium Falcon?
True.
Question 9. Han Solo's partner was called Chewie.
True.
And question 10. Did Luke live on Naboo?
False.
Okay, I'm going to tabulate the scores. You're going to see how you did here. You've answered 9 out of 10 questions.
Oh, wow.
If I want to receive the test results, I have to enter my email, so I'm not going to. I'm going to guess you probably got the Darth Vader wearing the blue cap one wrong. Oh, that was great. That's a lightning round. That was a Star Wars lightning round.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can. I don't think we can top that, but let's try it. all right. Where in the mall does Slater work during the holidays?
Where in the mall? Well, he wraps gifts.
That's correct.
Is that all I needed?
Yeah, it says gift wrap.
Okay, good. Okay, let's see here. All right, this one says, see, these all ask me for my email. I don't want to do that here. Because Lord knows what. Okay, how about, let's see, how about this? Man, that guy's quiz ruled. Okay. Yeah, you can give me one.
Okay. What phone number do you have to call to order Screech's spaghetti sauce?
Oh, jeez. Let's see. The sauce you can keep, but the secret, she's a mine. Let's see. Man. You want to say 1-800-SCREECH-SAUCE, but that sounds just disgusting. I don't know, 1-800-SECRET-SAUCE.
It's 555-MMMM, or 555-MMM.
Yes, very nice. Oh, man. Okay, this might, okay, here we go, now we're talking. And this is something I'll have to tabulate later, so. Who is responsible for the death of Darth Vader? Luke, Obi-Wan, the Emperor, Leia, Moff Tarkin, or Vader himself?
Hmm.
I know there's a lot of nuanced question, but that's
it
all.
It is. That could be interpreted different ways. I'm going to say the Emperor.
Okay. Number 2. Who are the 4 Jedi Masters who go to arrest the Chancellor?
Oh, jeez. Okay. Mace Windu.
Uh-huh.
Kit Fisto.
Okay.
That guy with the horns on his head and okay. Black hair.
You've done well just to say the name Kit Fisto. If Obi-Wan hadn't knocked Anakin into the lava, now think about this, what color would Vader's lightsaber be?
Blue.
Okay. What planet is Dooku from?
Oh, I believe he's, oh, no, what planet is
Dooku? Here, multiple choice.
Okay.
Sereno, Nar Shaddaa, Iridonia, Rhodia, Tatooine, Kashyyyk.
Okay, well, it's not Kashyyyk.
Okay.
It's not Rhodia.
All right.
I doubt it's Nar Shaddaa.
Okay.
What were the others?
Sereno, Iridonia, Tatooine.
I doubt it's not Tatooine, so it's got to be one of the two that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Let's go with the Sereno.
Okay. No, this one's going to be impossible. See, if you mix the color of Anakin and Ahsoka's lightsaber, this is the color you will get. Blue, green, red, purple, or yellow?
Wait, Anakin and, you mean Ahsoka's lightsaber?
Yeah, sorry, Ahsoka's.
Okay, so Anakin and Ahsoka's lightsaber. So his is blue and hers is green. That would make purple.
Okay. The first chancellor. Yikes. The first chancellor of 32BBY is. Do you know what that means? I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Palpatine, Valorum, Ak-Ask, and Bail Organa.
Huh. I guess I'll go with Valorum.
Apparently that's a date, by the way. BBY is a date.
Huh.
What the Emperor likes, Luke, the Chosen One, Obi-Wan, Aayla Secura.
Emperor likes... I'm going to go with Aayla Secura.
Okay. What year did the Great Jedi Purge happen? 92 BBY, 63 BBY, 54 BBY, 32 BBY, 19 BBY, 216 ABY.
I'm pretty sure that's not in the movie.
That's true. These are complete cheap shots by me because I'm losing so badly.
I'll go 55 or whatever the 51.
All right. Let's see. Who is Revenge of the Sith? Dooku, Anakin Vader, General Grievous, Wat Tambor, Newt Gunray, or what do you mean, who is Revenge of the Sith? That's the name of the movie, not a person. Lame. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll skip that. I don't know, another nuanced one. What is Revenge of the Sith? Grievous getting destroyed, Dooku getting beheaded, Anakin burning up, or Windu trying to arrest the Chancellor? Might be subject to your interpretation.
Huh. Run those by me again?
Let's see. Grievous getting destroyed, Dooku being beheaded, Anakin burning up, or Windu trying to arrest the Chancellor?
I guess Windu arresting the Chancellor, because that's when the Sith makes their big move.
Wow. So according to your answers, you are 45% Star Wars expert.
Oh, man. I'm halfway there.
Let's see here. Okay, who is responsible for the death of Vader? They say Luke is. You got the Mace Windu right. You got the blue lightsaber right. You got Sereno correct from the Dooku planet.
Nice.
You got let's see, that was something different. It wasn't purple, Anakin and Ahsoka. It was green.
Huh.
Valorum, you got correct. The Emperor likes the Chosen One, not Aayla Secura. The Great Jedi Purge happened in 19 BBY. and let's see. Oh, wow. And then finally, apparently Revenge of the Sith is Dooku being beheaded. So yeah, some of those are a little suspect for sure.
Okay, once more Saved by the Bell ones.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you just fire a bunch at me because I've pretty much run out of a lot of Star Wars stuff, don't you?
Okay, you'll probably know this one. What is the name of the girl in the wheelchair that Zach dates?
Yes, I do know that.
I only need the first name.
No, Wendy is the obese girl. Let's see here. Come on. I know it. Let's see. Could you give me the first letter of her first name?
First letter is M.
Wow. This is lame. There's no excuse for me not to know this. Megan?
Melissa.
Melissa. Yes, correct.
Let's see. At the masquerade ball, who dresses as an astronaut?
Oh, that's an excellent one. Slater?
Correct. Okay. What is the answer to the question that Zach misses in order to lose out on a trip to Hawaii?
The correct answer is bonsai.
That's it.
Nice.
All right. What do the class members pay for their class rings?
Ooh. $50?
No. Nope.
$10?
No. $66.66.
Wow.
Let's see. Okay. I'm guessing this one's pretty obscure. What is the name of the movie theater in Germany that Slater used to go to?
Oh, man. Holy cow. I know the episode. I have no idea what the I have no idea. No clue. Okay.
The Berlinoplex.
I bet if I thought hard enough, I probably could just tease that out, knowing about how the Saved by the Bell writers write.
Okay. What is the final challenge to see who wins the $1,000 endowment to Bayside?
Oh, that's We Limbo.
Yes, correct.
And the girls won that, obviously, and they gave the miniature golf team $50 to repair the windmill.
Oh, cool. Cool. Good for them. let's see here. Oh, who is the principal of Valley?
Ooh, let's see here. That's a good one. And I like another episode I just saw. I know his nickname. I think his nickname was Stinky.
That would make sense in what his the answer is here.
Yeah, I think that's his nickname. That's all I know is his nickname, Stinky.
It's Principal Stingwell.
Stingwell, there you go. Yes.
Let's see. Okay, Bayside is the high school. What is the name of the junior high?
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, good one. Didn't even have to think about that one.
Yeah.
Here's I don't even know what this means. What are the two names of Zach's father?
What are the two names of Zach's father? I'm blanking on both of them. I must have had different character names. I give up.
Peter and Derek.
Derek. Who knows? That is weird.
Sounds like a My Two Dads thing going on. okay, here's another one. I don't quite get what it means, but
all right.
What fake name does Screech give the girl chasing him at the attic?
Jeez, these are great questions. goodness sakes. Know the episode, know what's happening. Let's see. Can't pull it. I suck.
He's Don.
Don, yep. It's good.
let's see. What is the name of Zach's proposal for the new school song?
Ooh, Cool School.
Ah, correct.
Okay, I'm gonna give you. Let's see. Here we go. Here's some tough ones. Okay.
Okay.
This is the handheld communicator that C-3PO uses to talk with Luke while he's being garbage compacted in the first film is now about as widespread as can be, even showing up in certain preschoolers' backpacks. What essential device is now owned by hundreds of millions worldwide? So this has nothing to do with...
it's like a behind-the-scenes thing.
Yeah.
Well, in the context of the movie, it's called a comlink, but that's not what they're asking.
No, it's a lot easier than you think. Don't overthink this.
Don't overthink it?
Yeah.
Something owned by kids everywhere today? I don't know, one of those reflector things?
It is a cellular phone.
What? Well, not really.
General Grievous, one of the villains in the third and final prequel, had four arms, a racking cough, and a very nasty attitude towards Jedi. What was he?
There was a whole episode of Clone Wars about
don't overthink.
He's
pretty good.
He's a cyborg?
Robot.
What?
If R2-D2 plugs...
He's not a robot. He has a human... He has a living heart. He's like...
I don't think
a person underneath there.
Pretty sure these questions weren't written by Star Wars. If R2-D2 plugs into a corporate network and starts opening locked rooms or stopping internal mechanical processes as he does again and again to save the day, what would the little bot be accused of being?
a corporate spy? An identity?
A hacker.
He'd be a hacker. Oh, jeez.
All right, last one here. What might R2-D2's universal plug-and-play I.O. device, the Wii arm he extends to plug into networks, now be closest to?
USB port?
Yes! Very good. All right. And those will be the last Star Wars questions I'll throw at you.
Oh, okay. Well, I've only got a couple here myself.
All right. So, let's wrap this up.
See. Oh, you must know this one. What is the name of Zach's duck that gets caught in the oil spill?
That's a good one. Becky, named after... what's that?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, named after Mr. Belding's wife.
What product does Stacy accuse Zach of selling in order to get alone with him?
What product does Stacy accuse Zach of selling? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, okay. Treasure maps?
Nope.
Lame.
I'm not even sure what this means or what's going on in this episode, but it's mayonnaise suntan lotion.
I don't know what that means either.
Okay, what is the name of the star in Screech's Flea Circus?
What? Oh, man. What's the name of the star? Oh, man. I have no idea.
Zondo.
Oh, man. I have a lot of work to do. A lot.
Okay, what is Lisa's favorite drink?
Oh, okay. It's got a mango twist, correct?
Yeah, you're almost there.
Okay.
You're so close.
All right, hang on a second.
I'm almost
a mango tonic too. With a... Is it mango tonic?
Uh-huh, you're right there.
Mango tonic with a... Kiwi twist?
That's correct.
Yeah. Wow, I might have to quit there.
Oh, no, I got one last one here.
All right, oh, boy.
Okay. If you can get this one, I'll be real impressed.
All right.
What subject does Slater tell the Valley academic team that Zach is an expert in?
What subject? Okay. This is the academic bowl.
All right.
Okay, wait a minute. It is going to be football.
No.
Oh! What?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Advanced Thermonuclear Global Timeshare.
Wait a minute. I do have to say, though. Okay, that's impressive. But in my defense, the plan was Slater was going to tell the Valley team to bone up on football quiz, you know, because that's what Zach's specialty was. But then he changes it and he chooses basketball. So then all the Valley nerds screw up their names. they call him Kareem Abdul-Montana, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's partially my defense. But wow, thermonuclear global timeshare. That's something. All right, well, if we have any listeners hanging out with us, this is more of an exercise in nerddom. I think Max certainly impresses more, though. I probably should try to dig up some more challenging stuff for you. My personal, of course. Okay, let me ask you that. Here's a little inside filibuster quiz. Two people from Jabba's palace that have been referenced the most in the Friday filibuster. Who would those two be?
Jabba's palace, huh?
Yes, two creatures that have kind of popped up in the Friday filibuster over the years.
Okay, one's got to be Salacious Crumb.
Salacious Crumb, number one.
Laughing guy, yeah.
Yes, he's a fan.
And who else has been from Jabba's palace?
We've made some quasi-erotic jokes about him.
Oh, would that be Bib Fortuna?
Correct, it is Bib Fortuna, yes. Do you know what species Bib Fortuna is?
I don't.
Me neither. See, Bib Fortuna. We'll check that out right now, and that is what we'll leave you on here. He is a male Twi'lek.
Oh, but he's only got the one tentacle. Dancing girls have the two tentacles.
Oh, there you go. Maybe that's how you tell them apart.
I guess.
Maybe that's how it, and before we get into the reproduction habits of the Twi'leks, we'll leave this Friday filibuster. And we'll just, like I said, we'll get into it next week. But this is kind of our mail-in Memorial Day weekend nerd extravaganza. So I've learned that I need to watch more Saved by the Bell. In fact, I've got my DVR programmed to automatically tape all Saved by the Bell episodes. So, I just watched the Valley Prank War one and just the Elvis one, which is, you know, inexcusable that I wouldn't know the Elvis faces her kitchen to watch her cook. So a lot of work to do. Maybe we'll do this quiz 5 years from now, and hopefully I'm back on it. So again, we'll get back to the grind next week. And if you put up with us, we appreciate it. And Mac, what do you have to say for this Memorial Day?
Time out.